Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Boy, Emma Watson's the it girl starring in Beauty and the Beast as Belle, and this week we find her in The Circle.
Yeah, they did show some footage at CinemaCon. It looks interesting as heck. Also stars Tom Hanks. There's the institution called The Circle, and Tom Hanks is the boss. Emma Watson lands what she thinks is her dream job. Until it starts to venture a little too much into, I guess, privacy and rights violations. So looks good.
We have cameras all over the world. Do you think you behave better or worse when you are being watched?
Do you want to see something? You can't tell anyone you are down here. Everything recorded, they can use it however they see fit.
I wanted the truth.
Knowing is good, but knowing everything is better.
Then we've got a true life drama called The Lost City of Zed.
Yeah, great cast here. Charlie Hunnam really is taking off this year. Tom Holland, Sienna Miller, and Robert Pattinson in probably the role of his life. He's amazing. It is a true story. It's set in the early 1900s, and Charlie is a British explorer who ventures to the Amazon and comes back convinced that there is a civilization there that they did not know exists and is intelligent as all get out. Well, of course, he's ridiculed, but he ventures back time and time again into the Amazon. Very well done. It just plays out a little slow.
I wish to find a lost city.
Ain't nobody comes back from up there.
The environment's brutally difficult. The journey may well mean your life.
But we've never let fear determine our future.
You and I have made a journey that other men cannot even imagine.
Over at the Movie Mill, you've got a couple of premieres, including your own history-based drama. Tell us about The Promise.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't open this one, actually. Quite a good cast. You've got Christian Bale and Oscar Isaac. It's set just as World War I is breaking out in Turkey. It covers the Armenian genocide, but it ends up being a love triangle. It becomes a little thick and heavy, but very well done. Again, a historical piece. Can't go wrong here.
In Constantinople, I found someone.
May I introduce Mademoiselle Anna Kassar?
She's a fine woman, Ikai.
Chris is a very lucky man.
She's very fond of you, it's obvious.
What was that?
It's very dangerous for Armenians right now.
I have to get us out of here.
And this one looks like a pretty cute animation. It's one about a young dog called Ozzy.
Yeah, it has a real Secret Life of Pets feel to it. It's not from Pixar or any of the big studios. It's a little independent. But Ozzy is a beagle who loves his family, and his family loves him. The family's off to Japan, but unfortunately no pets allowed. They have to leave him behind at a hotel for pets, so to speak. However, the hotel is run by sinister individuals who are doing other things with the dogs. And poor Ozzy ends up in this prison, and it's an escape film. But looks like lots of fun for the younger ones. Animated family films are always a big hit.
No way!
Ozzy, we're going to Japan!
Ozzy can't come to Japan.
What?
We could leave him here with someone.
Who? Come and visit Blue Creek.
And all of this for dogs?
Where do I sign?
Say goodbye to your family.
Everybody out.
Trailers and showtimes await you at country95.fm to help you make up your mind. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We always appreciate your input, Len.
Hey, guys. Good to talk with you, and see you at the movies.